The voting day was set for the 27th of November, 2024. And when it was set like that, it was set in terms of Section 63 and Section 64 of the Electoral Act of 2014, which says that the president must not at least 15 days before the particular day determine what day is going to be the voting day. And this day is published in what we call the Government Gazette, which he did in September, on the 26th of September 2024. So on that particular day, when the polls opened, it would appear that there was quite a lot of administrative issues which were reported. There was issues with some polling stations not having sufficient ballot papers. There were issues with long queues. There were issues with tallying machines overheating and so forth. So it then factually, what then happened was that the polling was supposed to close at the polls were supposed to close at 9, but they then extended beyond 9, which is allowed by Section 93, which says that if you're in the queue before 9 o'clock, even though the polls are supposed to close at 9, you're allowed to remain and continue voting. People then stayed for a very long time till early hours in the morning. Some stayed till as late as the next day, which was the 28th. And then on the 28th, very odd, the Electoral Commission in the evening then makes an announcement and says that no, they've made a recommendation to the president that because there was these administrative glitches and some people didn't get to vote, they are now going to, and I'm using inverted commas, extend the elections to the 29th and the 30th. Now, if one has careful reference to Section 63 and 64 of the Act, one is not really sure as to what powers the president used to extend that. If you read the Gazette carefully, which the notice which is published in the Gazette, he says that he's making an amendment to his previous proclamation. But that still would not make sense because it says that if you determine a voting day, you need to give notice of that, you being the president, at least 15 days before that particular day.
All right, so Harry, the question people are asking is, and I've heard some opposition groups says they're going to seek legal redress in court because they thought that the Constitution was undermined by the processes. What are your thoughts as a lawyer?
Yes, I too, having looked at the proclamation that the president, in which he purports to extend something which had already closed, and seeing that there wasn't 15 days given notice for determining those new days, and further seeing that there wasn't even sufficient time because of the 15 days for the other parties to deploy their polling agents, their party agents to those stations to monitor those elections, I do believe that we are dealing with a serious violation of our Constitution and the Electoral Act. There are no powers within the Electoral Act which empower the president to do what he did.
What are your thoughts on how the Electoral Commission of Namibia handled the entire administration of these presidential and legislative or national assembly elections? Because a lot of people have complained that they were in line for long periods of time, system failure, administrative failures. Were they not efficiently prepared for these elections?
Yes, one can say that all parties generally have consensus that the Electoral Commission of Namibia failed to properly administer their functions, which they are given not purely, out of excitement, but these are powers which they're given by the Constitution and strengthened by the Electoral Act. And they failed the political parties, the Namibian population, and voters significantly. And they, in essence, denied political parties their fair participation, denied voters their fair participation, and denied citizens, even those who choose not to vote, to have a system which is supposed to deliver a government which people can have confidence in.